Well, hey there, everyone, and welcome to the Happy Home Birth Podcast. I am your host, Caitlin Fusco, and this is not really an episode, so I'm not going to count it as an episode, but this is a, let's call it a PSA, or that's what we're going to call it. So quality of this, I'm not sure what it's going to be. I'm sorry. I'm actually using the app for Podbean, which is the hosting site that I use for Happy Home Birth. So we'll see how this goes. Pretty excited. If you hear anything in the background, that's just Lillian nursing. But I wanted to come on very quickly and let you guys know what is going on in my neck of the woods in the Happy Home Birth podcast realm. And there are two main things that I want to talk about. First one, you guys, we just hit 20,000 downloads and we're actually kind of soaring past it right now. I am so excited. Thank you so much for listening to these episodes. Thanks for sharing it with your friends and family and other home birth enthusiasts or people who maybe need to be home birth enthusiasts. I'm so grateful. I just can't believe it. It took from January to June to hit 10,000 downloads, which I was really impressed with actually when we hit that. But then it only took from June until September to get to 20,000. So we are growing and growing, and like almost 5,000 of those came in this last month. So things are just really hitting off, and I'm just so grateful. So thank you guys for being the wonderful listeners that you are. Now, the second thing that I wanted to talk about is really a request of help from you. I don't know if you guys have heard me jabbering on about this home birth childbirth education course that I'm hoping to create, but I'm pretty sure I've been jabbering, or at least I have been in my head. So I have begun the process of creating a childbirth education course specifically for you guys, specifically for my home birth mamas who don't need the information from the hospital because it's not relatable for your situation and who you do need other types of information from. So that has been outlined and I'm super excited, but the problem is I have no idea how to actually create a course. And I have an infant and a toddler. So my ability to piecemeal all of this together and figure out exactly how I'm supposed to be doing it, it's kind of minimal. It's a lot of late nights. But I have decided, or what I'm hoping that I will be able to do, is enter into the Digital Course Academy, which is Amy Porterfield's course, her digital course. It basically, it's pretty meta because it teaches entrepreneurs how to create courses. It's a course that teaches how to create courses. And so all the steps are laid out. It is going to add so much value to the childbirth education program that I am creating. So the issue is, though, that podcasting ain't free, y'all. It actually, you know, it costs money for me to host the podcast, to upkeep the website, to use the marketing tools that I use, like Canva. I have like to pay a little premium on that. There's some costs, but actually I'm not really making any money. In the past I've done some sponsorships, which actually doesn't even cover the cost of those things. So what I'm saying is I'm poor, or I guess maybe broke is a more appropriate word when it comes to the business. I have a little bit saved up that I am going to be putting towards this course, but if I am going to enter into this course, I need to raise, drumroll please, don't lose your panties on this one, $1,500 between today, when I am recording this, which is September 12th, and next Wednesday, September 18th. And this is 2019. If you're listening to this years in the future, just know that this was an important week to me. So $1,500. Holy guacamole, how are we going to do it? Never fear, I have a proposition. I have actually partnered up with an amazing business that's local to me, called Modern Forestry Soy Candles. And John and Sarah Collins, who are the owners, they're amazing people. They actually go to my church, and they are wildly successful in the candle world. They create the most amazing 100% soy candles. They are non-toxic, chemical-free, so you can feel confident burning these candles in your home, when you're pregnant, when you're in labor, with your newborn. The exciting part is these are Happy Home Birth Podcast candles. That's right, you guys. We've got home birth candles. They have the Happy Home Birth logo on them, and they have labor scents. They were able to let me change the names of the scents for this fundraiser. So we've got Labor Time Lavender, we've got Water Birth River Birch, we've got Grown at Home Mint, and Mimosa Celebration, because I don't know about you, but my favorite thing after giving birth to a baby is a mimosa toast. So these smell so amazing. In fact, I was burning the lavender scent during my second birth, during Lillian's birth. And that combined with relaxation music and the mindfulness techniques that I kind of created myself, it just led to the most superb birth. And that is really why I am just so bent on creating this childbirth education program and doing it now. My first birth was amazing. My first home birth, incredible. But I honestly had no idea how much control or how much presentness I could bring to my birthing experience. And that's what I learned to do in the time between my first and second birth. And I've kind of come up with a formula of how to do that. Kind of, I have. And it was beautiful. And I was actually, you know, so present and aware of what was going on with my second birth that Lillian's head emerged, and I was able to carry on a conversation with my toddler, Janie, and I was able to be like, hey, Janie, look, see her head? Or I didn't say her, I said the baby, because I was, as you all are keenly aware, I was convinced it was a boy. But anyway, so I'm really looking forward to raising this money. I feel confident that if this is meant to be, it's going to be, and the money will be there on Wednesday for me to purchase this course and to begin creating the Happy Home Birth Ultimate Childbirth Education course. So would you guys please consider purchasing a candle or two, or, you know, a bunch? It would mean so much. And also, you know, the holidays are coming up. These scents smell amazing. It doesn't have to be for a home birth person. But if you do have a home birthy friend in your life, or if you are that home birthy person, how fun to have a home birth candle. And what an amazing gift that you could give to your doula, to your midwife, whoever, your home birthy friends. They will love this. And I cannot state enough how delicious they smell. So would you consider supporting me? It would mean the world to me. If so, I'm going to, in this description, put the link for this fundraiser, and you can just head over to Modern Forestry and select your wax melt or your candle. They have both. They have different sizes. And just know that the money that you're spending is going to, number one, an incredible business, because Modern Forestry, they're just amazing. But number two, it's going to help me help more mothers. And that's what Happy Home Birth is really about, is giving you guys the tools to do this thing in the most amazing way possible, the way that you were destined to give birth, the way that you deserve to give birth. So if you're with me on that, then please, please go buy a candle and share this message with everybody that you know. I am so grateful for you guys. I feel like the luckiest woman in the world. I don't know if you guys can hear my infant farting right now, but she is, so that's pretty fun. But yeah, on that note, I'm going to probably go change a diaper. Love you guys so, so much, and I cannot wait to make this happen.